right, we're on.
We're on in 5, 4.
WGN Radio is the sound of Chicago.
Yeah.
This is the Pete McMurray Show on 720 WGN.
We're live tonight in Lincoln Park at Pequod's on the corner of Webster and Clybourne. Thanks again, Keith, the owner, who's eating his own pizza right there. Thank you, Keith. Before the 10 at 10, we have to talk to this next man to congratulate him. Every Monday night on CBS, you can see Mike and Molly. On the phone with us is Billy Gardell, just celebrating 100 episodes of Mike and Molly. Billy!
Hey, what's up, Pete? How are you, man?
Congratulations, man. That's a huge milestone.
Yeah, unbelievable, man. Unbelievable.
I mean, you're in syndication now. You could just retire and go back to Pittsburgh.
Nah, it's not SAG rules anymore. It's not another job.
You still have to work. By the way, our newsman on the show, Rob Martier, was born in Pittsburgh. Go ahead. You want to say hi to Billy?
Yeah, Billy, I was born in Swickley, PA. My folks grew up in Moon. I'm a big fan of Permane Brothers sandwiches, the Pittsburgh Pirates and Steelers, of course.
Well, I know I just don't be hanging out with him instead of you, Pete, when I come back.
Well, Billy, you know, you play a Chicago cop. Did you have to take lessons or anything like that? Who did you learn how to be a great Chicago cop from?
Well, actually, I got a buddy who's on the force in Pittsburgh. And we have been in touch with the Chicago police a couple of times. You know, we've done a couple of things for their fundraisers, for fallen officers. Rondi Reed's big involved in that. He's a Chicago girl. We have a lot of Chicagoans on the job. And it's funny, I was listening to the weather report and made me remember the episode the cops in Chicago liked the best, which is when me and Reno, who plays Carl, got stuck in the squad car for 72 hours in that weather you're having right now. And we became like a bitter old married couple. So Chicago PD really loved that. We had a couple guys tell us that that's how it is. And they were like, yeah, you take a bullet for that guy, but if he opens his mouth one more time, you'll kill him yourself.
Billy, we're having a bachelor party tonight, and it's a retired Chicago police officer. There was three of them here tonight, and he's getting married.
Great.
He's getting married tomorrow on the morning show. We're all going to be there for that. But it's interesting because every time we have you on, you're from Pittsburgh, but you got the Chicago dialect down. I mean, hey, how you doing?
I think it's a lot of – I think any of those towns Chicago up to Philly, it's just kind of the same dirt.
You're right.
Yeah, Billy, just be careful you don't slip into yins when you're talking.
Yeah, once in a while. You know what? I throw the jag around, though, because both cities got work.
We're talking to Billy Gardell from Mike and Molly. You know, Steve Byrne is a very good friend of the show, and Steve, of course, is a friend of yours, and he sent a text. He wanted me to read on the air to you. It starts like this. So happy for Billy. This is from Steve Byrne. So happy for Billy. He did what every comic dreams of, getting to 100 episodes on broadcast television. But when all is said and done, I actually had the better run. I had 33 episodes on ad-supported basic cable television. I love Billy. No one deserves to hit that milestone more than he. So damn happy for him. I'm currently typing this text from a downtown L.A. YMCA where I've been since my show got canceled. I'm eating cat food. Happy for Billy, though.
He's the best, man.
I got to tell you, we went out.
He's fantastic, and he did a wonderful job on Sullivan. He's a brilliant comic. And like I talked to him after that got pulled. You just never know what's going to happen. But he made his mark, and he got in there. He'll land again quick. He's too good not to.
We went out there to do Sullivan and Son last spring, and you were on hiatus. You weren't there on the set. But
right.
I apologize to Steve because our episode aired, and a few episodes later, that's when they got canceled.
You think it was you?
I actually think it was Scott.
No.
Yeah,
no.
I think it was you. You were in every scene.
Billy.
You were in every scene.
Billy, I was in every scene, but Pete's been on. Pete has been on.
Into the camera.
He did.
Pete has been on many, many sitcoms, and they've all been canceled after he's shown that big Lebanese nose on screen.
All right, guys. Well, it was good talking with you.
When are you coming back to Chicago? When are we going to see you in the city?
You know what, man? I'm hoping to come back to Chicago. It'll either be over the summer or right at the beginning of fall. I'm just trying to pick a place, pick a venue. I may go back out to the Improv in Schaumburg just because I used to love playing there.
Right.
Or I may do a theater downtown. They're trying to work it out right.
Well, that'd be great, man. We just wanted to say congratulations, 100 episodes of Mike and Molly. Billy Gardell. Billy, thanks for coming on. We appreciate it.
Hey, Pete.
Yes, sir.
Listen, sorry I didn't get to call in the last couple of days. It wasn't because I've become a Hollywood douche. I was at work. All right?
It's all right, man. You're good. It's okay.
I just want to say that on the air so it's official.
You are the best. We appreciate it.
All right, man. Thanks for your time. I'm going to go down to the YMCA and bring Furnace.
All right. See you, Billy. Billy Gardell. That's cool. Yeah, he was scheduled 2 weeks ago, and he's like, I'm sorry, I couldn't do the show because they were taping. I go, it's not a big deal. We'll have you on.
Well, we would text him first at, you know, we had him scheduled for like 8:05, and at like 11:05 as we're walking out of the studio, he goes, hey, I'm done. Can you guys still do it?
It's like, no problem, Billy. He's a good dude, man. Pittsburgh's own Billy Gardell.
Absolutely.
That's nice.